the program, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the website. You can create the content, submit stuff to the site, and gets voted up or voted down. The more votes it receives, the more likely it is to hit the front page of the site, where we're more likely to see it and talk about it, and others as well. So go to freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Emmy.
And Mark.
So I've got a really interesting story that I wanted to share tonight, and I considered starting the show with it, but then we went off on the tangent of talking about religion and the lack thereof, atheism and various religions and people being pushy with their belief systems. And I've got something here from TheDailyBeast.com, and actually it's a Newsweek story from back in October. The article's a little bit long, but it's pretty amazing, and so I'm going to share the whole thing. Again, TheDailyBeast.com, the article is called Heaven is Real, A Doctor's Experience with the Afterlife. And it's written by Dr. Eben Alexander. He says, as a neurosurgeon, I did not believe in the phenomenon of near-death experiences. I grew up in a scientific world, the son of a neurosurgeon. I followed my father's path and became an academic neurosurgeon, teaching at Harvard Medical School and other universities. The guy's got his cred.
Yeah. Right?
So I understand, he says, what happens to the brain when people are near death, and I had always believed there were good scientific explanations for the heavenly out-of-body journeys described by those who narrowly escaped death.
You know, for me, I find the near-death experiences to be the most motivating explanation. I think that the best refutation of the near-death experiences is that they are so varied. Is that people experience all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. Some people experience Jesus. Some people experience something entirely different. That's what concerns me in that area. But I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody who had one of these experiences that, you know, was someplace and died, that their experience is, you know, just not true.
It was just a chemical in your brain.
Yeah, I wasn't there. How the heck am I going to respond to that? I won't even tell people that got probed by aliens that their stuff was not true.
Or seen angels. I've had similar experiences with that, too.
Did you get probed by them?
I did not get probed by angels, Mark.
Okay.
You're talking about you know
that's
people?
That's for later after the show.
You're saying you know people who say they've seen angels?
Who say that they've seen angels. And in having this conversation as an atheist, I certainly respect, you know, these are sane people. They're not having hallucinations. These are people I care about and respect, and are very serious in saying what they saw two angels at the church, and I believe that they believe they saw two angels. Now they can't bottle it up and give it to me. They can't take a picture and show it to me. So I can certainly respect that experience was real to them, but I can't. I say, oh, you're right, you did see angels, because I don't share that same experience.
So let me continue on here, because he does address some of the common objections, considering he used to be kind of this viewpoint. He didn't used to be an atheist, and we'll get to his story here in a moment, but he does address, you know, what the atheist would say or the non-believer would say about this. And what I think is also interesting is some of the things he reveals about what is going to be his experience, you'll hear about in moments, also contradicts what Christians would believe as well. So atheists and Christians alike might find this a bit of an upsetting piece. Let me continue. He says, the brain is an astonishingly sophisticated but extremely delicate mechanism. Reduce the amount of oxygen it receives by the smallest amount, and it will react. It was no big surprise that people who had undergone severe trauma would return from their experiences with strange stories. But that didn't mean they journeyed anywhere real. Although I considered myself a faithful Christian, I was so more in name than in actual belief. I didn't begrudge those who wanted to believe that Jesus was more than simply a good man who'd suffered at the hands of the world. I sympathized deeply with those who wanted to believe that there was a God somewhere out there who loved us unconditionally. In fact, I envied such people, the security that those beliefs no doubt provided. But as a scientist, I simply knew better than to believe them myself. In the fall of 2008, however, after 7 days in a coma, during which the human part of my brain, the neocortex, was inactivated, I experienced something so profound that it gave me a scientific reason to believe in consciousness after death. I know how
consciousness is this amazing thing. You know, I mean, what is it exactly? Because I think to some extent this is what people call the soul. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to know exactly, but that's kind of what people think.
Well, right.
Or
and
the spirit or whatever.
And the typical kind of atheist belief system around consciousness is that you're just the chemicals in your brain and there's just little electronic flashes happening in there between
synapses.
When
the lights go out, the lights go out.
Right.
And that's all you are.
Consciousness is a product of the mind.
Of the brain. Yeah.
Of the brain. The mind is a some people call consciousness the mind. Mm-hmm. So the mind is a product of the brain as opposed to vice versa. And apparently there's some science that, bears this out to some extent. I don't know.
There's a lot of science out there.
Yeah, there is.
But that is the typical viewpoint here, and that's what
he's going to. I just don't want to take a position that is untenable. I only want to take positions that can be, backed up.
But anyway, that's what he's going to address here, is that idea that the brain is creating your consciousness. Mm-hmm. So he says, I know how pronouncements like mine sound to skeptics, so I'll tell my story with the logic and language of the scientist that I am. He says, very early one morning 4 years ago, I awoke with an extremely intense headache. Within hours, my entire cortex, the part of the brain that controls thought and emotion, and that in essence makes us human, had shut down. Doctors at Lynchburg General Hospital in Virginia, a hospital where I myself worked as a neurosurgeon, determined that I had somehow contracted a very rare bacterial meningitis that mostly attacks newborns.
Can you imagine working on your coworker like that?
E. coli bacteria had penetrated my cerebrospinal fluid and were eating my brain.
Mm.
I
don't like the sound of that.
No, doesn't sound like a good time. When I entered the emergency room that morning, my chances of survival in anything beyond a vegetative state were already low. They soon sank to near non-existent. For 7 days, I lay in a deep coma, my body unresponsive, my higher-order brain functions totally offline. Then, on the morning of my 7th day in the hospital, as my doctors weighed whether to discontinue treatment, my eyes popped open. There's no scientific explanation for the fact that while my body lay in coma, my mind, my conscious inner self, was alive and well. While the neurons of my cortex were stunned to complete inactivity by the bacteria that had attacked them, my brain-free consciousness, that's hyphenated, brain-free consciousness, journeyed to another, larger dimension of the universe, a dimension I'd never dreamed existed, and which the old pre-coma me would have been more than happy to explain was a simple impossibility.
And now this is another thing that often people who believe in science kind of believe in parallel with their beliefs in no God is that there's these infinite dimensions. And at least many scientists will talk about these, theoretical folks will talk about these infinite dimensions that are out there. And, how can one of these dimensions maybe not be heaven? Or, in one of those dimensions, in these infinite number of dimensions, there's not a God. What if this is one of the dimensions with a God? I don't know.
But that dimension, in rough outline, the same one described by countless subjects of near-death experiences and other mystical states, is there. It exists, and what I saw and learned there has placed me quite literally in a new world. A world where we are much more than our brains and bodies, and where death is not the end of consciousness, but rather a chapter in a vast and incalculably positive journey. I'm not the first person to have discovered evidence that consciousness exists beyond the body. Brief, wonderful glimpses of this realm are as old as human history. But as far as I know, no one before me has ever traveled to this dimension, A, while their cortex was completely shut down, and B, while their body was under minute medical observation, as mine was for the full 7 days of my coma.
Minute observation? So, what does that mean?
They're watching minutes.
Everything.
Yeah,
I mean, they're watching his
vitals and stuff like that.
But they're watching the doctors. We're probably watching the doctor's brain a little better than they watch everybody else's. I don't know. That's all I got.
We'll come back with more of his story in moments. 855 450 free, and then we'll take your thoughts if you'd like to share them on the meaning of consciousness. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can connect with us using username lrn.fm. So once again, 855-450-FREE, that number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And join us online over at freetalklive.com, where if you've got some bitcoins, you can throw them into the tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to find the bitcoin address that you'll need to do that. And also some other useful information about the bitcoin, which as of yesterday had surpassed silver. I don't know what the silver close price was today, but I know the Bitcoin price last time I looked was nearing $30 per Bitcoin. Mark, have you heard any news?
Yeah, it's still near $30 per Bitcoin. That's right where it's at. But I saw it reach parity with silver, but I couldn't tell you whether what silver's at right now.
I would
say that it's likely at or it's near or over what silver is. So Bitcoin's really been on a bit of a run here recently. I don't personally see it stopping. A lot of people are looking for a correction, but I find correction to be one this kind of newspeak. What's correct about it?
Mm-hmm.
Correction usually means it heading back down. But frankly, here's a little fact for you. If Bitcoins had 3% of Western Union's business, they would be worth $200 a piece. That's not counting the 75% of them that are currently in savings. That's not counting any business on the Silk Road. That's not counting any of the gambling that goes on, specifically in Southeast Asia where Bitcoins are big. That doesn't count any of the gray market activity that's going on in countries like Iran, Argentina, Greece, where their currencies are devaluing at an incredible rate and they're having a great deal of trouble. That doesn't count any of that. That's just a 3% of Western Union's business. 3 stinking percent. That's nothing. So, yeah, I think Bitcoins are correct. The correct price for Bitcoins, thousands apiece. Bitcoins, if they make a correction, you'll see a giant spike.
Current price, by the way, silver compared to Bitcoin. Bitcoin now more than a dollar more than silver.
So, there you go. I mean, I don't know. These milestones along the way, I don't know that they necessarily mean anything. So what, I guess, is what my answer would be as far as silver. I'm not getting rid of any of my silver.
No, nor am I. I mean, it's something that's easy to store, and I think it's important to have your money in different baskets. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, because Bitcoin may not go up forever. It might start turning down in another hour.
You never have any control over it at all.
You never know.
And silver might do the same.
Well, I think silver is down a little bit, actually. But,
yeah, well, it's not like it's $6 when we bought in.
You mean bought into Bitcoin?
No, into silver.
Oh, okay, because I got some Bitcoins at $6, too. I didn't get silver that cheap. My first silver buy was about $9, $10.
I think my first was $6, and I've certainly bought more along the way.
So back to the story here that we were sharing with you, or that I'm sharing, because I thought it was really interesting, from a doctor, a neurosurgeon, who describes himself as pretty skeptical. He claimed to be a Christian previously, but he said it was only more a name than actual belief. And as a scientist, he knew better than to believe this, a lot of those stories himself. And he ended up in a coma 7 days and went on quite a journey, one that led him to come to the conclusion that consciousness does not originate in your brain. And let me continue with his experience here, and then you're welcome to comment at 855-450-FREE. So he says that he's not the first person to discover evidence that consciousness exists beyond the body, but he believes, the first who has ever traveled into this dimension that he'll describe in moments, while his cortex was completely shut down and while his body was under observation, medical observation, as his was for 7 days.
I'd like to interject here with a question. One of the things that kind of strikes me about these types of stories is that the brain was inactive. I understand by current scientific standards, yes, it was inactive. We don't detect any activity. Does that necessarily mean that there is no activity going on? Do you understand my question?
I guess I understand what you're saying. By all scientific means, there was no activity going on.
And
right. That's all we can know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. From our tools right now.
And I know that the atheist, and you are an atheist,
already,
they haven't even heard the story yet, but they're already coming up with their excuses and their reasons.
Whoa, there could be some activity we can't detect. Whoa. Excuses and reasons. I am asking questions.
No, sure.
Okay. I am not swallowing your Kool-Aid on faith, Ian.
I don't want you to swallow anything at all.
Oh, very good. Okay, because
I'm not
like
trying
Kool-Aid,
to push
really.
Any belief on anyone.
So
I'm just sharing an experience.
Don't call it a reason
right.
Or an
by the
excuse
way.
When I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
I wasn't rude to you.
I'm not being rude to you either.
Okay.
Look, I think that your question is valid, but all we can go on is what we know as scientists, right? And the scientists have figured out ways to measure brain activity and cortex activity. And this guy didn't have it.
Right.
And normally when it comes to a near-death experience, the person is still having that activity. And so the skeptics were always able to point to that and say, well, see, you know, he's still alive in there, and there, you know, there's chemicals, there's synapses firing, and that's what's doing all of that.
It sounds like Ian swallowed
something. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm totally on board with this idea. I mean, absolutely. I totally believe the idea that we're all connected and that consciousness is greater than the human body and that something goes on beyond this, earthly experience afterwards. I wouldn't go out and say that there's some God that judges you. I don't believe in that. But, yeah, I'm totally on board with the idea that there's more to this than this experience.
And I will, again, take issue with the atheists are stampeding. We are not stampeding, at least the me part of the we of atheism, if that's even. But what I am open to, I have always said to people, if you can prove God exists, show me.
I don't think this proves that God exists.
Well, okay, it doesn't necessarily prove that heaven exists either.
That's the word used in the headline.
Kind of like proven Sasquatch. Like, there's people that talk about the genome. They've actually found the genome for Sasquatch, and you still can't convince people. Exactly what does one have to do to prove God?
I'm not talking about people generally. Yeah. I'm talking about me.
Who went to another dimension, as this guy claims to, mm-hmm. prove to you that he went to another dimension? He can't.
You can't.
Right.
So all you can do
really unprovable.
Is relate the story. And his is unique because of his experience with having no brain activity whatsoever. His brain was not there mm-hmm. for this, but his consciousness was absolutely there, as he will describe. So, all the chief arguments, he says, against near-death experiences suggest these experiences are the result of minimal, transient, or partial malfunctioning of the cortex. My near-death experience, however, took place not while my cortex was malfunctioning, but while it was simply off.
Not functioning.
This is clear from the severity and duration of my meningitis and from the global cortical involvement documented by CT scans and neurological examinations. According to current medical understanding of the brain and mind, there is absolutely no way that I could have experienced even a dim and limited consciousness during my time in the coma, much less the hyper-vivid and completely coherent odyssey I underwent. It took me months to come to terms with what happened to me, not just the medical impossibility that I'd been unconscious during my coma, but more importantly, the things that happened during that time. Toward the beginning of my adventure, I was in a place of clouds, big, puffy, pink-white ones that showed up sharply against the deep blue-black sky. And we'll continue his story here in moments. What was it that he saw and experienced, if you can even describe it as seeing? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. And Nemi's here to give us the atheist perspective on all this.
Token atheist.
Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN, the number 4.com.
We, the the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A doctor who was a skeptic is now a believer that there's something beyond this existence.
He doesn't sound like much of a skeptic.
Is he on to something? Well, he opened up his whole article with
stuff.
Yeah, but he said he was a Christian only, in name only, and that he didn't believe all that
stuff. I guess
stuff.
I have to take him at his word, but...
And he said that he was very familiar with all the skeptical positions on near-death experiences. He did not believe...
He didn't believe in near-death experiences.
Near-death experiences. So I don't think he's putting us on here. I think this is his honest story about what his experience was. We're going to continue it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. He experienced something very profound and that I think is worth talking about. Whatever your perspective is, we can find out here. And also you can join us on Skype using username lrn.fm.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoin. So we just discussed Bitcoins in the last segment. And if you want to get some, the way to do it is go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you to get your Bitcoins. They make it safe for you to get your Bitcoins. There are lots of ways that you could get Bitcoins online, but your money might be at risk. BitInstant.com makes it fast and easy and safe for you. Just go there to BitInstant.com. Let them know where your account is, how you want to fund that account, where you want to make your deposit. There's more than a million locations around the world that you can do it from with BitInstant.com. And make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so let's continue here. The article is over in... It's a Newsweek article. It actually came out in October, and I'm grateful that I was able to find it today because, to me, it backs up a lot of things that I've been a believer in for the last few years of my life, And I think it has kind of a shocking message for Christians at the same time, despite the article's headline, which is Heaven is Real, A Doctor's Experience with the Afterlife. This doctor's experience that he has with, as he describes it, going into another dimension entirely, doesn't really relate to the Christian belief system. Not entirely. So
this is like John Carter of Mars.
I don't know anything about that.
But he's riding creatures.
I've heard it's an awful movie. Store. That's all I've heard. It was just terrible.
I have no idea whether it was. I didn't get to see it or not, but it's a really great series.
So you mean like a comic book or something?
No, it was. It made it into comics too, but I believe it was as a paperback pulp fiction.
Oh, I see. Okay. So anyway, he was in a coma, and during the time that he was in this coma, his cortex not active, the brain shut down. And he said he was experiencing these big pink fluffy clouds in the beginning of his adventure, higher than the clouds, immeasurably higher. Flocks of transparent shimmering beings arced across the sky, leaving long streamer-like lines behind them. Birds? Angels? These words registered later when I was writing down my recollections, but neither of these words do justice to the beings themselves, which were quite simply different from anything I've known on this planet. They were more advanced, higher forms. A sound, huge and booming like a glorious chant, came down from above, and I wondered if the winged beings were producing it. Again, thinking about it later, it occurred to me that the joy of these creatures as they soared along was such that they had to make this noise, that if the joy didn't come out of them this way, they would simply not otherwise be able to contain it. Their sound was palpable and almost material, like a rain you can feel on your skin but doesn't get you wet. Seeing and hearing were not separate in this place where I now was. I could hear the visual beauty of the silvery bodies of those scintillating beings above, and I could see the surging, joyful perfection of what they sang.
Well, I really love this description. I've got to say that, this guy... he's able to write in a way that transports me to this really strange world that he's experienced.
Oh, sorry about that, Nemi. Say again.
I bet he tells a great bedtime story.
No, this is a really great writing, because when you're in kind of an experience like this, and, I can't imagine what for a moment he was experiencing, but the more, away from reality things become, the more difficult words are to use to describe those experiences. And anybody that's taken psychedelic drugs, knows what that experience is like. You can, in the moment, you understand all of it, but relating it through human words is very difficult.
It's because you're high.
No, it's just difficult to relate a trip in human words. Anyway, let's go on. He says, it seemed that you could not look at or listen to anything in this world without becoming a part of it, without joining with it in some mysterious way. Again, from my present perspective, I would suggest you couldn't look at anything in that world at all, for the word at itself implies a separation that did not exist there. And it's important to really realize what that is, right? Like, he wasn't seeing things because he didn't have eyes. He was having some kind of an experience that is beyond total comprehension of what we're normally, used to. We're used to having our senses, and those senses are very distinct. He's saying that wasn't the case in this experience. Everything was distinct, yet everything was also part of everything else. Like the rich and intermingled designs on a Persian carpet or a butterfly's wing. Again, stranger still, he says, for most of my journey, someone else was with me, a woman. She was young, and I remember what she looked like in complete detail.
You got a consigniere?
She had high cheekbones and deep blue eyes. Golden brown tresses framed her lovely face. And when I first saw her...
You got a hot consigniere.
We were riding along together on an intricately patterned surface, which after a moment I recognized as the wing of a butterfly. In fact, millions of butterflies were all around us, vast fluttering waves of them, dipping down into the woods and coming back up around us again. It was a river of life and color, moving through the air. The woman's outfit was simple like a peasant's, but its colors, powdered blue, indigo, and pastel, orange, peach, had the same overwhelming...
I liked the story of the beings, the transparent beings flying through the sky, but butterflies and pretty ladies, it just sounds so ordinary, I mean, like, if you're going to have a fantasy, it might include butterflies and pretty ladies.
I'm sorry, this sounds like crap to me.
Crap to you?
Crap. It just sounds like crap.
You think he's BSing you, making it up?
I don't know that he's... it actually occurred to me while you were reading this, and I'm sure this is going to bring forth another, oh my God, the atheists are denying, and we can't have that. You know, I'm sure this guy had something happen while he was in a coma, mm-hmm. but I'm sorry, I have a hard time believing that this is real. I really
so
do.
You think he's just fabricating this?
I don't know that he's fabricating it. I did wonder while you were reading it.
What is real?
Making it up.
What is real?
Oh,
are you saying that his experience wasn't real? Well, obviously it wasn't real. It was something that he was having in some kind of conscious way that you wouldn't be able to actually have in a reality situation.
Go on, Mark.
I don't know. I've got to say that I was totally into the story until we got to butterflies.
It's only because there's the hot chick in here.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have a good adventure without a hot chick next to you, right?
Well, I am the hot chick in my adventure, Mark.
Right.
I don't know about you.
You don't bring extra hot chicks?
No, I don't need extra hot chicks.
I'm staying out of your adventures, Ben. You need lots of extra hot chicks for the adventure.
So he says that the color she was wearing had the same overwhelming, super vivid alertness, or rather aliveness, that everything else had. She looked at me with a look that, if you saw it for 5 seconds, would make your whole life up to that point worth living, no matter what had happened so far, or in it so far. It was not a romantic look. It was not a look of friendship. It was a look that was somehow beyond all these, beyond all the different compartments of love that we have on Earth down here.
A Mona Lisa look.
It was something higher, holding all those other kinds of love within itself, while at the same time being much bigger than all of them.
And then she took a deep breath and said, I really wish you were Mark Edge.
Without using any words, she spoke to me. The message went through me like a wind, and I instantly understood that it was true. I knew so in the same way that I knew that the world around us was real, and not some fantasy, passing, and insubstantial. The message had 3 parts, and if I had to translate them into earthly language, I would say they ran something like this. Part 1. You are loved and cherished dearly forever. 2. You have nothing to fear. And 3. There is nothing you can do wrong.
Mm. I like
that
all those messages.
That is not the Christian belief system at all. If this was a Christian God talking to somebody in this otherworldly state...
Well, you could almost imagine Jesus saying something like that, but you can't imagine much else in the Bible saying that.
So 855-453, because the Christian view is you can do all kinds of plenty of things wrong and you're going to go to hell. That is not that viewpoint. 855-453, you can take control. Share your story. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We continue with what I consider to be a pretty amazing story. My co-hosts don't necessarily agree with me, but that's okay.
I certainly think it's an amazing story for sure.
You're liking it better now, Mark, with the three important things that
I love
lady
the three
said?
Important things.
Yes, I like those two.
I got a little derailed with the butterflies and the
pretty
hot
girls.
Consigniere. It just seems so ordinary, right? Like if I was coming up with a fantasy about what my heaven might look like, there probably would be some butterflies and a hot chick, or 10, or 100, or maybe there wouldn't be anything but a hot chick.
There would be no numbers in your alternate heaven.
Right. I don't even like the idea of putting a number on it. But, that was just ordinary to me.
Sure,
I loved the first part. I love the last part.
All right, we're going to continue it here. And your calls as well are welcome after it wraps up here, because I want to make sure I get it all out. And we're over halfway done at this point. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Skype us at lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can also connect with us online over at freetalklive.com. And there are so many different features on our website. We give it all away to you. The archives that go back for years, all of it free for you. You can just go and enjoy. But if you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you will find there. And you can purchase whatever it is you would normally get at Amazon, books, groceries, they've got all kinds of stuff. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And it qualifies for Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. When you go to shop.freetalklive.com, just pick the Amazon of your choice and then get your shopping taken care of. By the way, Derek J's victimless crime spree came out on Tuesday. We've already had people reporting they've received their package from Amazon. So that's great news. And I'm looking forward to finding out who will the first person be who gets to, who puts their review of the DVD on Amazon. So before the DVD was released, we already had 13 great reviews put up there of just about the movie, like what people thought about the movie. But now that the DVD has actually hit the streets, I'm looking forward to seeing what people think of the DVD package that we put together and all the wonderful bonuses and commentaries and stuff that that we threw in there. Everything but the kitchen sink we packed into this DVD. So looking forward to reading more folks' reviews over at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. That'll take you right to the Amazon page. Now, this guy, neurosurgeon, skeptical of the whole near-death experience thing. Well, then he goes into a coma for 7 days, where his brain shut down completely due to meningitis, and bacteria literally eating away at his brain.
A little synapsi.
Right, no brain activity whatsoever. The cerebral cortex shut down, but yet his consciousness was still there and going on quite the adventure, as he describes being in an amazingly beautiful place with a woman who spoke to him without using words, but he totally understood what she was saying to him, and that was that you are loved and cherished dearly forever, you have nothing to fear, and that there's nothing you can do wrong. He says the message flooded me with a vast and crazy sensation of relief. It was like being handed the rules to a game I'd been playing all my life without ever fully understanding it.
You know, there was this book that changed my life, and it's called Illusions by Richard Bach. And I have a copy if you'd like to borrow it, Emmy. And it really
seriously
talked about the afterlife. I mean, this is a short book, and it's pretty cool, especially the first chapter.
Are you saying I can't handle long books, Mark? What's
going on? No, I'm saying you wouldn't dedicate much time to it. You don't have to go too deep.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if you read the first chapter, I think you would find it pretty cool.
Okay.
But maybe you wouldn't.
Go ahead.
So anyway, in this book, he kind of relays this world as, you know, you're a spirit creature in wherever the realm of spirit creatures are, and you decide to go and see a movie. Mm-hmm. And this world is, you know, it just offers some different types of movies that one can experience. You can have the tragic movie, you can have the love movie, you can have, you know,
all of the above,
whatever this life has to offer. And obviously, the experience is better if you can't remember the spirit life. You can get immersed,
mm-hmm.
and you can really do some role-playing. And I think that that's really cool. And that there are all kinds of other movie theaters, of other movies that we don't have any concept of. They're not all going on this planet. And to me, I like that. I mean, it's empowering. It gives a neat story, and, you know, whatever. It's fine by me.
Yeah. I do as well, although it brings up some tough questions, and there's, I think, some tough questions that might surround the third statement that there's nothing you can do wrong. Maybe we can come back to that discussion here in a moment just for the sake of putting it off and then finishing the story.
Okay.
But let's go on. He says, the message flooded me with a sense of relief. He says, we'll show you many things here, the woman said again, without actually using these words, but by driving their conceptual essence directly into me. But eventually, you will go back. To this, I had only one question. Back where? A warm wind blew through, like the kind that spring up on the most perfect summer days, tossing the leaves of the trees and flowing past like heavenly water, a divine breeze. It changed everything, shifting the world around me into an even higher octave, a higher vibration. Although I still had little language function, at least as we think of it on Earth, I began wordlessly putting questions into this wind and to the divine being that I sensed at work behind or within it. Where is this place? Who am I? And why am I here? Each time I silently put one of these questions out, the answer came instantly in an explosion of light, color, love, and beauty that blew through me like a crashing wave. What was important about these blasts was that they didn't simply silence my questions by overwhelming them. They answered them, but in a way that bypassed language. Thoughts entered me directly, but it wasn't thought like we experience on Earth. It wasn't vague, immaterial, or abstract. These thoughts were solid and immediate, hotter than fire and wetter than water. And as I received them, I was able to instantly and effortlessly understand concepts that would have taken me years to fully grasp in my earthly life. I just want to stop down there for a moment. And
he can now do calculus, trigonometry. What's
he knows judo.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but there's an interesting movie that I highly recommend called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And in DMT, The Spirit Molecule, they talk about this substance that is believed to be released from the pineal gland. It's not proven, but it's believed to be released from the pineal gland during near-death experiences or when you're actually dying, and it's DMT. Now, DMT is something that occurs naturally in humans and plants as well. It can be extracted from those plants, and humans can use it as quite the psychedelic drug, a very short-acting entheogenic experience. And what they did in DMT, the spirit molecule, was they actually had kind of a clinical test. They brought volunteers into a hospital setting. They injected them, so IV, with DMT. And so, you know, controlled injections, controlled situation, controlled everything. And they, you know, they took their experiences, and they, you know, these folks related to the testers what they had experienced. And a lot of it sounds very similar to this. The idea of leaving one's body and going into some sort of ethereal place where lessons can be imparted in a way that would not normally be possible. One of the guys who was involved in the experiment, who was experimented upon, said that he had 10,000 years of experience in come to him in 10 minutes. So I think that there's a, you know, a lot of similarity to that. And
I can imagine a lot of I'm just imagining sort of Aboriginal tribes of different, you know, scattered places around the world having experiences like this.
These are very shamanic sort of experiences.
But I'm with Nimi. I think you get the feeling of 10,000 years of experience in 10 seconds. I don't think you actually get the 10,000 years of experience
in
10 seconds.
And so what is he doing now is my question with all of this mass influx of knowledge. What is it, the mind meld that Spock does in Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's
now
downloaded all of the information from the cloud and understands how everything works. And so what is he doing now? Is he back being
he's
a neurosurgeon?
About that.
Or is he...
He'll get to that at the end of at the end of his story. So
just keep your pants on, Emmy.
Hey.
Continue. He says, anyway, he says that he was able to understand concepts that would have taken him years to fully grasp in his earthly life. I continued moving forward and found myself entering an immense void, completely dark, infinite in size, yet also infinitely comforting. Pitch black as it was also brimming over with light, a light that seemed to come from a brilliant orb that I now sensed near me. The orb was kind of an interpreter between me and this vast presence surrounding me.
Another consigneur.
It was as if I were being born into a larger world, and the universe itself was like a giant cosmic womb, and the orb, which I sensed was somehow I was somehow connected with, or even identical to, the woman on the butterfly wing, was guiding me through it. Later, when I was back, I found a quotation by the 17th century Christian poet Henry Vaughan that came close to describing this magical place, this vast, inky black core that was the home of the divine itself. It said, quote, "There is, some say, in God a deep but dazzling darkness," unquote. And that was it exactly, he says, an inky darkness that was also full to brimming with light. Continue the remainder of his story here in moments. Emmy's rolling her eyes. 855, 450, free. And we'll take your comments as well. They're welcome.
More pretty ladies.
It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.